Hey, Wildcats. Welcome back to Wildcat Wednesday on the Bear Down Podcast. The fall semester has officially begun, which means this will be our final episode of Wildcat Wednesday for the summer. We'll be closing out the season of the podcast with three outstanding athletes who had jam-packed and very accomplished summers. This episode will feature Arizona Cross Country's Cooper Quigley, women's basketball's Samaya Sigapong, and men's golf's Zach Polo. To start us off, Arizona Cross Country Junior Cooper Quigley hops on the show to talk about his summer of training. Cooper, welcome to Wildcat Wednesday. Thanks for hopping on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so it's officially a new school year, which means a new cross country season. You guys officially started training as a team really just a week ago, but what did your summer look like of training?
Yeah, summer was loaded with lots of mileage, lots of fun. And really just getting after it, yeah, having fun while doing it in the process.
Were you at home for most of the summer?
Yeah, for the first half of summer, I was back home. Home for me is in Washington State, so the weather's a lot cooler, so I could sleep in a little and then train in the afternoon. And then the last half of summer, I was in Flagstaff, traveling to Hawaii, and then I was just in Montana for a little bit as well.
Awesome, so that Flagstaff altitude, that's gonna be helpful. Were you there for running or were you there for vacation?
Yes, I was there for running and also a business internship I had this summer.
Double use, yes. That's awesome. Do you have an estimate of how many miles a week you guys run?
Yeah, usually right now it ranges, I know the guys range from about 65 to 90, 95 miles.
Jeez. Okay, so let's be honest, the average person, 65 to 95 miles, that sounds like torture to run that in a week. But when was it for you that you were like, that's actually something that intrigues me? I'm interested in running cross country and long distance.
Yeah, so for me, high school, I was a three-sport athlete. I did cross country track and I played basketball. But really, near my sophomore year, I realized, you know, after freshman year running and competing at the state meet in Washington, I realized that, you know, this is something I can see myself doing in the future. I love the process. And just the competition is unlike any other out there. So I really enjoyed that. And that's when I started realizing, you know, I'm training hard and I'm racing good. So this is something I can see myself doing at the next level.
What did the recruitment process look like for you coming to Arizona?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the recruitment process for me, I knew when looking at colleges, my senior year, I wanted somewhere that was warm, so Washington's a little cooler than Arizona for sure, so Arizona stood out to me, and the family aspect, really, when I came on my official visit here, and I'm currently in Eller Business School, so being able to tour there was amazing, just to connect with everyone on campus. It just felt like it was the right place and felt like a family to me.
And you haven't looked back, obviously, going into your senior year. But something maybe not a whole lot of people know about you is you're a type 1 diabetic. And I hear from the nutrition staff time and time again how you are so dialed in on your nutrition. What has that journey looked like for you, especially since arriving to college?
Yeah, so prior to college, my senior summer coming into my freshman year of college, I was actually diagnosed with type 1, which is a huge change if you know what it is, then, you know, it's a challenge every day for sure. Has its ups and downs like everything in life. But it really taught me, you know, a lot about nutrition. Prior nutritionist and dietitian really helped me dial in on my kind of my meal prepping, what goes into on race day, my fueling, to really keep my blood sugar and glucose numbers in check. And since then, everything has been going really good and the numbers have been good. So, yeah.
That's what I've heard, that you've really, because you're dialed in, your performance has just gone along with that, has escalated with that. For any other athlete, and especially younger ones who are type 1 diabetic, what's been some important information or maybe nutrition tips that you have learned?
Yeah, I'd say for anyone that has type 1 or kind of wants to learn more about it is that everyone's different. You know, some mornings, even your own body is different. Some mornings I'll wake up with a higher glucose, other mornings lower. So just learning every day and adjusting, you know, trial and error is really the name of the game. So just figuring out what works for you best. And nutrition plays one of the main components in handling and being able to control type 1. So, yeah.
Can you walk us through a day of eating for you on a race day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see. If we have a morning race, I'll eat something light, probably just eggs, maybe a banana. And I want to stay away from carbs because usually they'll shoot your blood sugar higher up. And with the race, adrenaline also helps spike your blood sugar. So you want to keep your numbers in the mid-range to lower. I'd say for me, I usually shoot for, hopefully I'm under 150, or about 100 to 150 is a good range for me. Night race looks a little different. I eat a normal breakfast, so eggs, I can have a lot more carbs. That's when I really carb load. Potatoes, a banana again, and maybe some oatmeal. And then for lunch, always I just have a sandwich. And depending on how late it is, for dinner, I would either do sandwich one more time, or if it's closer to 4 or 5, I would just have a snack in between then.
That's interesting with the carbs. I didn't know that, but that makes sense. And as I mentioned, new cross-country season, also a new head coach for you guys. What have been some aspects that Coach Jay has brought to the team in the program that you've seen so far this summer?
Yeah, for sure. Coach Jay has brought a lot of light and spirit to the program already. Day in and day out, every morning he's there. Really ecstatic to get after it and excited. Great new opportunity for us as his athletes and him as a head coach now. It's been great having him. A lot of energy, a lot of focus, and everything's been going really good so far. Yeah.
And now, for anyone who follows you on social media, it'll be obvious to them that you're really passionate about filmmaking and photography. When did you get into those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got into them kind of in high school near my freshman year. I had two teachers who did social media and also a videography class. So learning Adobe applications at a young age and then working with them a lot really sparked my interest. Growing up in Washington, I was always outdoors. So being outdoors, I like to shoot travel film whenever I traveled anywhere. And since then, it really just sparked my interest and I started picking up clients, whether it's doing senior photo shoots, travel gigs, promo videos, things like that. And then this past year recently, I bought a brand new camera I've been wanting for a long time. If you know cameras, it's Sony a7 IV. So that was a big purchase of mine. And that actually led me to land a gig this summer, which was when I was in Flagstaff training as well.
And how about Hawaii? Was that a fun trip that you also documented, or did you go and get a couple business trips out of it too?
Yeah, Hawaii was just a fun, relaxing trip, but definitely got a lot of footage and photos. So yeah.
What is the dream travel location to also work for you?
I would say dream travel location would probably be Bali, Indonesia, or somewhere in Australia I would love to travel to. Mm-hmm.
Super cool. So is this a hobby for you, or do you want to combine that with your business degree and turn it into a full-time career?
Yeah, so it started off as a hobby, but more recently and throughout my college journey, it's really turned into something I want to put hand-in-hand with my major of business marketing. So just looking to do something within the travel realm and just capture.
Super cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Cooper, and best of luck this weekend as you guys kick off the season at NAU.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It was a very active and adventurous year for women's basketball Samaya Singapong as she spent her summer playing internationally for the Philippine Senior National Team. Samaya also had the opportunity to attend Jeremy Lin's camp, showcasing the talent that she'll be bringing to the court this upcoming season for the Wildcats. She joins us now. Samaya, thanks for joining the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So how long have you officially been living in Tucson? When did you move here?
I think I got here around July 15, so a little over a month now. It's just been good getting around, getting to know the place. It's been fun.
Yeah, I know these past couple of months have been kind of a whirlwind for you. So I thought that's where we could start, is just recapping us on what this year looked like. And I thought we could start with you talking about your experience with the Big West Championship, being named the most outstanding player, and just that postseason run with UC San Diego. What was that whole experience like?
Yeah, that experience was a lot of fun. I mean, unforgettable. Going to stick with me for the rest of my life. Last season we got off to a rough start. And then we sort of got it together and hit our stride last half of conference play. Yeah, we got the fourth seed in the Big West tournament. And then this was our first time being eligible for postseason play. So we were going in there just happy to be there, honestly. Obviously we wanted to win, but we were there to have a good time, just glad to be there. So to go out there and win 3 games in a row, that was huge. Just a lot of fun. It was a great group of girls, great coaching staff, just a great overall experience. And then, you know, to play in the first four in the March Madness up at UCLA was unreal. Just seeing March Madness everywhere with our UC San Diego or, you know, the names above the lockers. Just a truly unforgettable experience.
And then you enter the transfer portal. Obviously, you end up here at Arizona. What made Arizona stand out in that whole transfer process, and why is it the right fit for you?
My main goal going into the transfer portal was to just play at the highest level I can against top girls in the nation. And then obviously a school that I thought would be a good fit for me. So as soon as I talked to Coach Berg, I mean, I just loved the energy she had. Just a very motivating person that I wanted to play for, and that I really thought that she could bring the best person, the best player out of me. And then I took my visit on campus and just saw the, like, campus is beautiful. Just all the different resources they offer here at the university. I mean, it wasn't a tough decision. I mean, the night before my last day, I was talking over with my parents, and I was like, yeah, like, I think I want to commit. So committed the next day at breakfast. But yeah, it was a great experience. And so far I think it's going well. I think it's been a good fit.
And during this time too, you're also getting your mindset right to start training for the FIBA Women's Asian Cup. When did you find out that you were selected for that team and that you're going to compete with the Philippines national team this summer?
It was kind of like in talks about it that I would possibly have the opportunity to go over there. I would say like around April, March. So yeah, I found out for sure probably like late April, and then I went over there in June. June 10th around there, started training camp in the Philippines. I was there for like 2.5 weeks, and then we had a little practice tournament in Taiwan. We came back to the Philippines, trained some more, and then we went off to China for the FIBA Asia Cup, which was awesome.
What was your biggest takeaway from getting to compete on an international stage like that?
It was definitely different from like the play style here in the States. So, and I was on the senior team, so I'm playing against like grown women basically who play pro overseas. You know, a couple of them are like played in the WNBA. So just a great opportunity to gain that experience playing against older girls, experienced veterans. So I just sort of had to approach the game in a different way. I mean, those girls are big, they're strong. So I think it's similar to the competition I'm going to be playing here in the Big 12. So I think it was a good preparation for the competition in this conference.
And then off of the court, what was your favorite memory from getting to travel to multiple countries and spend time overseas?
Taiwan and China I'd never been before, so it was my first time. It was really cool. We went to like a night market in Taiwan, just like a bunch of food shops, which was really cool. And then sort of all the countries stay in the same hotel, so just being able to interact with different countries and stuff like that was really fun.
What was the strangest or most out there food that you tried?
I wasn't brave enough to try it, but in Taiwan it's really popular. It's like, it's tofu, but it smells like, it has a really strong smell. But apparently it's good. My coach was like, try to get me to try. He said it was so good, but it wasn't for me.
No, I get that. Smells are the first thing. If smell and texture, I can't do it. And then recently you were a part of Jeremy Lin's camp. How did you get connected with him?
Just his team reached out to me like on Instagram about the idea of this camp. And immediately I was like, yeah, like, I mean, like, this sounds like an awesome opportunity. And yeah, it ended up being super fun. I mean, Jeremy was just super cool, down to earth, willing to talk to us, answer questions all weekend long. I mean, we were just asking question after question, and he was super, super open and willing to answer. So yeah, it was an awesome experience.
What was the number one question that you had for him?
I probably just like, what was your most like memorable moment from like your NBA career? And then he talked about like his first breakout game that like started the whole insanity run. So that was super cool to hear, but also just to hear about like his process and how he got to like where, how he got to that point where he blew up. And he talked a lot about like the mental side of basketball and how that is so much like really important, if not more important as like the physical side of it. So definitely learned a lot from him.
Okay, now we got to talk some Wildcat basketball too. I know you said you really only have been here a month, but how have the summer workouts been going, and especially the team bonding considering all of you guys are new?
It's been going good. It's been good. Definitely building that bond with the girls. I mean, all of them are super cool. I'm living with a couple of them off campus, so definitely getting that bonding time. And I mean, on the court, we've been making progress for sure. Of course, it's going to start a little rough. You throw all of us together in a new group for the first time, but we're definitely making progress. I think it's looking better, feeling better every day. And with Coach Burke, I mean, and the rest of the coaching staff, they really, really push us. They have really high expectations and expect nothing but their standard for us, which is really good and just helping us improve. But yeah, I think we have a good group that do some pretty good things this year.
And you mentioned Coach Burke's energy. We've seen that on social media. Shout out y'all social media team. And also just her in the community too. She brings that energy. But how would you describe her coaching style?
Just like fiery. Like what you see on social media is what you're going to get in practice, if not more. Like she will get on you every little mistake, but is the first one to, you know, build you up if you make a good play or whatever. And I think that's one of the best coaching types. Where it's a good balance of both. And yeah, she just really pushes you and makes you want to play hard for her, for each other. So yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to this season. I know it's a couple months away, but guys will be ramping up here soon. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today and for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
To say senior men's golfer Zach Polo had a memorable summer would be an understatement. We caught up with Zach to hear more about his debut in his first ever major championship, the U.S. Open.
Zach, I'm so glad that we could get you on the podcast, and welcome back to Tucson.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you've had quite the summer. In terms of summers, especially in college, where does this one rank for you? Was this one of the fullest summers that you've had?
Yeah, I mean, summer is always busy. We always got a lot of non-U of A related stuff to keep into it. But this year was extra special. Got to play in the U.S. Open and a handful of other good events too, but that was definitely the highlight, the Open for sure.
Yeah, let's talk more about that big one, the 2025 U.S. Open. You qualified at the California Qualifier, and it was the longest day of golf of the year, 36 holes. How did you stay so consistent throughout the day, and what was going right for you?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to be hard. It's obviously challenging. You've got 36 holes. I knew it was going to be a long day. It kind of just happened quickly, a few good holes, and I was kind of up there at the top. So from there, it was kind of just tell myself I was in it, keep doing the same things. And I knew if I just kept playing smart and kept doing the right things, I was already up at the top. So I would definitely hold on if I just kept playing smart. So
when did it officially hit you that you qualified for your first major championship?
It took a little bit, but I'd say once I got back to the hotel, I kind of laid in bed and just started thinking. I was like, this is going to be pretty cool. So, but no, it was awesome. And yeah, it definitely didn't hit me right away. So it took a little bit.
What were some of the fun fanfare aspects that came with qualifying with the U.S. Open? I'm sure there was media appearances and just other fun things throughout the schedule that they had for you.
Yeah. I mean, off the top of my head, did a couple of interviews, obviously, at the event right after. And then did a couple of podcasts, actually, like this one, like immediately, like the day after they told me to hop on. Other than that, I think there were some interviews I had to do at the Open as well. But yeah, definitely a little bit of a bombardment immediately. So it was fun, though. It was good.
Did you have a moment there that you were a little starstruck? Maybe you saw a player who you've looked up to?
In the final practice round, the third one, I did get to play with Keegan Bradley, which is pretty sick because he's going to be the Ryder Cup captain this year. So got to play with him, which was definitely great experience, and you know, got to talk to him a little bit, so tried to learn as much as I could
from that experience as a whole. What is your biggest takeaway, especially in terms of just preparation and how these professionals go about a tournament like that and a championship?
Yeah, I mean, practicing next to all of them was obviously pretty cool, and just to see all the, like, the detail they put into every little thing, whether it's just a simple mechanic on the range or how they pay attention to certain slopes on course. I just think their attention to detail is what I noticed what was pretty off the charts. So I think that's what I'm going to try to apply in the future for me.
Yeah, it's going to be your senior season. Do you have a specific goal that you have for yourself this year?
As a team, for a team goal, I mean, obviously want to make it to the national championship, want to make match play, and obviously want to win. But as an individual, I would just say it's more of the process stuff and less of the outcome based, because I know if I focus on the process that things will work out. And, you know, for an outcome, I mean, this PGA Tour U and getting top 10 on that would be pretty cool. So that's probably a goal of mine.
And then let's talk off the course. What's a non-related golf goal that you have for yourself this year?
I would just say more of that sort of mindset stuff. If I can, you know, obviously keeping a great mindset is great for golf, but outside of golf, if you can, like, stay thankful and, you know, do all the little things, be nice and be courteous and all those things, I think if you can grow outside of golf, I think it'll also help you improve inside the ropes as well. So,
okay, run us through the rest of your schedule for the summer. Where all were you? What tournaments were you in? And did you have any fun social or vacation time?
Played in the Northeast Am, the Western Am, and the Southern Am. And then just got done with the US Am, which was four good events. And I mean, they were a good time for sure, but nothing compared to the US Open. And then after those four, I actually kind of went on, I mean, I haven't taken much time off in the last 4 or 5 years, even to say. So I went to the mountains and, you know, just sort of did some hiking and stuff for 4 or 5 days, which was, I thought was really important for me to just get away for a little bit and, you know, just get my mind off golf for once. So that was fun.
For sure. And you're from Rocklin, California. How much time did you get to spend at home this summer?
I mean, decent amount. You know, I'm there in between tournaments. I'm practicing at my home course. Yeah, it's not in Rocklin, but I was home for a good amount this year, spending some time with my parents and family, which was cool. So
what's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
I don't know. I just left. Probably just see friends. I don't know. Yeah.
And then first thing you want to do when you get back in town to Tucson?
I'm just excited to be back with the team. And, you know, we all have great work ethics, and I know we're all going to push each other. So I'm just excited to get to practicing. And, you know, we get straight into event in early September. So I'm excited to just be with the team and have fun.
Well, best of luck this golf season, but also this school year that's starting. Thanks so much for your time today, Zach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to the final episode of Wildcat Wednesday for the summer. Make sure to stay tuned to the Bear Down podcast this fall, as we'll be releasing extended interviews, coaches' radio shows, and much more. As always, Bear Down and Go Cats!